Blog Talk Radio.
We can't conquer the world.
Break your heart, think of me. Think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Make you sit around and check it the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GER Radio Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
I heard somebody was looking for me. Here I go. I've been trying to time that, man, for so long, and I keep forgetting that Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the best time to do that, man. What up, Tone? How you feeling tonight, man?
Good, man. Feeling great, great, great.
How we have a really, really cool show. We got a super dope show tonight. You guys got to make sure that you're locked in. We're going to go over the pleasantries real quick, but we got to encourage you guys to continue to stay locked in because you never know what's going to go down. Now, look, Tone, I did something really strategic, man. I had decided to kind of let people hang around, linger around a little bit before I gave them tonight's subject. And now that I did, everybody's like, yo, let me tap in, let me tune in, let me chime in. So just to let you guys know, if this is your first time tuning in, buckle up. All right, we're uncensored. It's unscripted. It's everything that you want to be in a radio show. So look, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, GEI Radio, of course, GEI Tone, right, and GG After Dark. Yeah. We do have a surprise for you guys, right? We got a surprise for you guys. But again, this show is Necessary Convo, formerly known as Freaky Friday. Now, it is Sunday, so obviously it can't be Freaky Friday, right? So what we decided to do is we put something together for everybody to be able to join, tap in. We understand that you don't always want to talk about Freaky Deaky, but sometimes you do, right? So sometimes we will. But this right here, we just expanded, broadened the horizon. We got a whole bunch of different topics. We're 2 years in, two seasons in, and once we actually get started, you guys will understand why. We've grown this platform to probably, you know what, I don't even want to do the numbers, right? We've grown this platform so big that we're in several countries. We are rocking through GEI Radio, man. And look, man, it's fun, it's exciting, and it's very, very necessary. So help these folks out and let them know the different ways that they can tap in, how to get on, how to make sure they put their people on, and what they need to do.
Absolutely, definitely. If you want and you want to spread the word, you can give them the number, 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio or Necessary_Convo on all social media platforms and click the link and listen to us online. We do have a chat board, so if you're listening online, you can just type, you know, a question to myself, Gigi, or if you want to ask a question or answer a question, and I'll read it. If you're on, please press 1. Press 1 to get on. We're going to get you on. This is the thing. Anything after 8 o'clock, if you like, you got to stay on because we go past 8 o'clock. We always say an hour, but we go way past an hour every single time. I don't think we ever did an hour show. So anything past 8 o'clock, you won't be able to call in. You won't be able to chime in with us if you're not already on. So stay on with us, kick it with us, and that's that.
And that's what it is. And just remember, this is unscripted. It's uncensored. So while we have the luxury of doing whatever the hell we want to do, how we want to do it, let's take full advantage. So when you call in, we don't know your name. We don't have no caller ID. We're not saving your information or anything like that. If you say that you're Tata Delicious, damn it, you Tata Delicious to us, right? So we don't care about that. We just want your 100% transparency, honesty, perspective, vantage point, and all that good stuff. So we're gonna jump right in. We have to talk about what's going on nowadays. Now, we just finished up the Olympics, the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes, yes.
And I thought that was interesting, man. How'd USA do, man?
Cool, man. It's funny because I wanted to talk about that, man. The men's basketball and the women's basketball both brought the gold. I know the swimmers did pretty good. I'm not sure the track and field. I didn't hear too much about the track and field, but I knew it was a lot of sisters that got left off that part of the Olympics for all different types of reasons. So I'm not sure if America won anything in the track and field. I know Jamaica did a great job. I know the women in Jamaica, they did an awesome job. But the swimming, the women's basketball, the men's basketball, right, I know for sure we brought the gold. So, shout out to everybody that, you know, people train real hard to do that. So they train for 4 years, three years to go over there and to do what they do. So congratulations to everybody that won a medal, whether it was gold, silver, or bronze, as a medal. So that's pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's damn near in a low percentile to be able to do that. And to be honest, man, you know, I probably pay most attention to the basketball part just because I'm partial. You know, I'm definitely a basketball junkie and all that. But, you know, when it comes to track and field and other stuff, when it comes to track and field, man, I just like to see the brothers and the sisters get W's. If you are on the USA squad, cool. But if you run for Jamaica, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to see my folks get W's, man, whether it's USA or not. I mean, there'd be some brothers in France and Australia, Brazil, and all that stuff, man. So when I see them black folks win, I just take that as a W, man. I got to be honest with you. That's kind of how I go when it comes to that type of thing. So there's probably some other people that think like that, but I know for damn sure that, you know, I just want to see, because we are, lack of a better phrase, we are freaks of nature. Like, we are real live superheroes walking this earth, man. We're straight up heroes. We are what they make movies about, and that's real cool, man. But let's go ahead and move forward. You know, Georgia is still doing Georgia shit. You know, Atlanta's still doing Atlanta shit. Now, I have to say that, man, because it's all over the news, and it's hard to deny what a lot of people are seeing. Like, you know, most of, we talked about last week, the news, you know, portraying folks doing certain things and stuff like that. But when it comes to Atlanta, damn it, a lot of that stuff is not fiction. And I hate to say that, man. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. You know, they're showing out in Buckhead still. That hasn't changed. You know, Kanye decided to have, you know, another concert. Now, you would think because he had another concert, people just went to the listening party. So, nah, it's not gonna sell out. It's not going to do big. Nah. Them folks came right on bike.
Yeah,
they came,
man.
They came right on back, man. You know, even with him, you know.
Again,
even with him running around looking crazy in the stadium, man. Did you see that? He running around.
Yeah. But this is why I say people have short attention span, right? Everybody was just canceling Kanye for the Trump situation. But as soon as he released an album, 60,000 people, 20,000, 30,000, however many it was, they paid $200 or $500 to go see him. So he's a megastar, man.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
a megastar.
I don't know if he is. He's a megastar. He's a genius, you know, in his craft. You can't even deny him for that. So if you want to appreciate him for his gifts and talents, then, I mean, so be it. My question is, you know, I'm gonna leave that alone right now. What I will say is, Kim K has been, you know, she appeared at both of his concerts. Kim K was, and it's not like she was sighted. No, she was right there. She was right there, man, at both of his concerts. So I know a lot of people probably didn't pay attention to that. But she was there. And, you know, as support, they're not really big on, you know, what their relationship status is. But, I mean, they have four kids together. Did you realize they have four children together? I didn't realize that.
No, I didn't know that.
Four. They got four kids. They got four kids, y'all. I'll give somebody a prize if you can name all four of those kids, but you only have 60 seconds to chime in. You only have 60 seconds to chime in to name all four of the kids. So, you know, let your fingers do the talking on your Google, because you got 50 seconds left. You got to chime in, and whoever's the first one to do it, we got something for you. For the Necessary Convo gang. But, yeah, man, so that's what's going on, man. Anything special going on in the DMV area?
No, man, everything just kosher, man. Just pretty much just waiting for the governor to say put the mask back on. That's pretty much it. I know it's coming.
Okay.
I think it's coming to every city and state, so that's pretty much it, man. Everything's still the same. Everything's still going on. Oh, we got a caller. Somebody want to name them four.
Oh.
4879.
Okay.
GEI Radio. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to
North Chicago. Hey, thank you. North Chicago, Saint, and Palm West.
There it is.
And Palm
Congratulations.
West. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Can you say it again? Say those
Palm,
names
Palm,
again.
North Chicago, Saint, and Palm West. Are the Psalms is the are the names of the four children.
That's First of all, did you know they had four kids together?
I did know that he had four kids together.
You did? Okay.
They're literally back to back.
They call them stepmother kids, right?
Yes.
North Chicago.
All right.
We all remember North, but Chicago,
yeah,
Saint,
yeah,
and Psalm. Yeah, and everybody knows North, but Chicago, Saint, and Psalm. Psalm was the youngest.
Yeah, yeah. They literally crept those in, you know what I mean? Literally. So that's good. Well, congratulations. We definitely will take care of you. We haven't decided what it's going to be, but it's going to be something cool. So we'll make sure. Matter of fact, that voice is very familiar, Tone. I think that's our lady that always drops that knowledge. It's almost unfair that she was able to answer this question.
it was almost like she knew it.
I might be that same person. I might be that same person.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we come up with a name?
You tried to give me Wikipedia, and I was like, I can't do Wikipedia. I can't do Wikipedia. So not yet.
Not even the Wikipedia diva? You're not even cool with
that? I can do that. I can do
okay,
the Wikipedia
Okay, well, there
diva.
It is. WP, the Wikipedia diva in the building.
I got you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you bring to our platform every time you call in. So congratulations, too. We got you covered.
All right.
Definitely.
No problem.
All right.
So well, let's do this, man.
This is kind of on the edge of Freaky Friday, but I had to get this out because I couldn't believe my homeboy called me with this. So I'm riding in the car.
Okay.
This maybe a couple of days ago, right? So my homeboy calls me, and he like, can you talk? I'm like, yeah. He like, all right, I'm with my homegirl. We having this. I'm like, all right, what's up? So he was like, what if you had to pick your mate off what their private part looked like? Not what the face looked like, the body structure, the personality, or nothing like that. Only, solely off what the private part looked like. Could you do that? Would that work?
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, with the ladies, you got a couple of different options. So we're just talking about straight genitalia. We're talking about
coochies. Just the bottom. Yeah, just the bottom. That's it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm in trouble. Yeah, I'd be in trouble, man. I'd be in trouble. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm not really trying to decide what type of roast beef, turkey, salami. I'm not trying to choose any of those meats to be my folks like that, man. Hell no. Would you be open to doing that, man? What do you think?
That would be pretty weird. It would be weird. Just solely off that, not knowing what the person looked like or anything. It would be hard. It'd be a hard deal. I think women kind of get that now. So they kind of they got the advantage because they get that now.
Hopefully that's the owner that suits you to you because, you know, there's a lot of private part fishing going on around. And you never know whose stuff you're getting. Like, brother, we don't know if we're getting somebody else's boobs. We don't know if we're getting somebody else's boobs. I mean, we don't know. You know what I mean? Because everything is going to be cut off. Right, nobody's sending full body shots, full nudes. The head, you got tattoos, you know, you go ahead and crop those out. So yeah, man, I think that would be disastrous. That's the best way I can describe that.
Hmm.
Disastrous, man. So anyway, I
told them I'd bring it to the floor. You know, see what they think. But yeah, we definitely got a dope show. They'll be bringing on a special guest when they come on. When they get on, we'll bring them on. We got two topics. I'm gonna start with one of them right now, just to get the show rolling.
Gigi,
of course, what you think about this? At what age should parents allow their kids to have company of the opposite sex over?
I can't really say what that age is going to be. I mean, obviously, I have children, and each one was different because each one, maturity level and what they were introduced to is different. You know, I have my oldest daughter is damn near 30, believe it or not, and then my youngest daughter turned 17 just a couple of days ago, and all of the kids are very, very different. They're very unique. You know, the personalities and their interests are all completely different. So I would have to go by their maturity level, meaning, you know, there's 15 and 16-year-old girly girls, you know, still like, you know, dolls or still like cartoons and still like going outside, double dutch and stuff like that. And then you have 15 and 16-year-olds that, you know, are twerking. I mean, let's just keep it 1,000. You know, they twerking. You know, they into, you know, type of videos or record different stuff. They dress a little bit more grown up than they should, mostly behind closed doors or depending on their parent. Their parent may allow them to, quote, unquote, express themselves. But, you know, I feel like children, you know, under the age of 18, out of high school, high school and under, that those kids really need boundaries, and the boundaries should be set by the parent, you know, not what everybody else is doing, not what you see on TV, not even what statistics are saying to do. Understand your child, you know, have a relationship with them, and then you would know why they would want company over of the opposite sex. Now, for me, my parents allowed me to have company over, I would say, by the time I was about 15, 16, I graduated at 17 years old. So I was in high school, when able to do that. Now, the thing was, there was communication between my parents and the young lady's parents. Right. So it wasn't like, how she get over here. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? It wasn't like how she got over there, and you know, does your parents know? So there was a little communication when we started, you know, conversing a little bit more, boyfriend girlfriend type thing. You know, I got to be honest with you, that's kind of how it was. So anyway, so the short version of this, age wise, I can't really give you an age, but I would say somewhere in the 16 and up. And the reason why for that is I would say they're in junior high school, so you don't want them creeping out to meet up with each other, you know, on the low. You don't want that. And also, having them over, they need to know that the parents are involved. Right? Yeah, you can come over, but you're going to be monitored. Ain't no going up in the room, closing the door, turning music on, locking the door. Hey, ain't going to be none of that shit. Right? So let's be very clear. But I do think that, you know, they need to know that the parents are involved in that child's life, and that, you know, we are definitely encouraging open communication, not hiding stuff, you know, as far as, you know, giving them an opportunity to sneak out and do it. I guess that's the bottom line, because kids will do that. Let's say they're going out with their girlfriends. Let's say they're going out with their homeboys and whatnot, and really they're meeting up with whoever they're trying to deal with. And so you know, give them comfortability and wanting to be trusted and the acknowledgement that the parents are involved. I would say, you know, 15, 16, around that age group.
Yeah, I think it's funny because growing up in the house, it was me, my brother, and I had two sisters, but my little sister was far too young to even think about boys. But I remember me and my brother having girls at the house at like 14, like in our room. You know what I'm saying? And my sister couldn't have company, period. And I was just going to ask you, like, you know, I wonder why is it different for the boys? You know, it's different for the boys. I watched that. Like, I watched, like I said, me and my brother could do pretty much whatever. But my sister couldn't, he couldn't have. I don't know if it was, I don't know what it was. Maybe the boys was kind of scared of us, or Pops is like, no, no boys. I don't know, but he got the girls come in. So I just, I didn't never, like, up until now, I really didn't understand that part of it. You know, and people always say that, like, the fathers are harder on the girls than the boys. But it's just, I feel like it's the same thing. I mean, it's going to happen in our room, going to happen in that room, too. You know what I mean? Don't, it's the same thing. The outcome going to be the same.
I know what
we're supposed to do.
I know as a parent, man, as a parent, when it comes to my son, you know, I think it is a double standard, and I believe that has a lot to do just from an emotional standpoint. And not that young guys, young boys are not emotional, because they are, right? They are. However, you know, when it comes to puberty, when it comes to just that teenage span, you know, the ladies, they're going through different things than the guys are going through. And, you know, they don't have the same things going on. And I just think from an emotional standpoint, guys can be a lot more aggressive. They can be a lot more aggressive. They can be a lot more, you know, convincing, persuade, you know, just the whole situation to where, you know, she has to say yes. She has to say no. She has to say what she doesn't and doesn't want, because, you know, as guys, we are taught to respect that. Now, if that young man and she's coming on strong, and he might just have to be called a punk, right? Like, you scared, you're a punk, your mama going to get you, you know, because the liability purposes, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, when it boils down to it, they're not going to take that guy's side. They're not going to look and say, well, did that guy say no? Did that guy say yes? It's going to be more so on what did that young lady say? And so from that standpoint, I think that's how, as parents, we automatically think like that. And that's kind of how it works. But, you know, everybody parents differently. But I think overall, you know, we're a lot more protective of our young ladies, man. And we just hope and pray that brother don't do nothing stupid, because we got to find a way to cover it up.
Facts. Yeah.
Mamas don't play about the baby boys, though. So let's keep that under.
I just think it's the reverse. I think the women overprotective of the boys and the guys overprotective of the girls. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's jump right into the main topic.
Man.
Check it out. So, Gigi, when the relationship ends, does it end with the family also?
Whew. Okay, when the relationship ends, does it also end with the family? Let's see. You know, for me, it depends on what that dynamic was, right? In other words, if I knew some of the family members, if I was friends with the family members, if I knew them, they knew me prior to us dating or prior to us being together, then it's not necessarily going to end in terms of completely cut off, especially if things went bad, right? Because if things went all bad, I'm cutting off. I'm cutting her all the way off. Now, the thing about it is I really don't have a reason to cut off those associationship, right? The associationships with the family members. And but out of respect, you know, if there's I will avoid, you know, certain activities, certain conversations and things like that, probably for some time and kind of see how that works. If it's something that I need to engage and just kind of remove myself altogether because it'll cause more harm than good, then I don't mind doing that because I don't want someone of my past feeling like they have access to me because of the relationship outside of them with their family member. And so I don't want them to think that's a pathway or a way to say, well, you was talking to my brother and he had told me that you, or I heard that you dating such and such. My brother told, hey, we're not going to do that, right? We're not going to do that. Because now I have to look at the family member. I got to look at the family member and make sure they're not being messy or making sure that they don't feel like they're in between, you know, and they have to try to navigate to where, you know, they satisfy on both sides. Look, man, there's too many people in the world. Let's make this easy. If I need to just sever ties altogether for life to be good on your end, because life is good over here, then that's cool. And, you know, it really depends on the family members too, man, because I, you know, when it comes to their parents, right, when it comes to their parents, sometimes you establish a bond. Sometimes there's a trust, and they appreciate who you are as an individual through who you were as being with their, you know, their daughter or their son. So if you were, you know, a decent man, a good guy, you brought something to the table to where she learned from you. Hell, they even learned, you know, from you and the things that you contributed. You know, I don't think that that's right to just cut that off because of terminating that relationship. Now, does it have to be the exact same? Hell no. No, I am not coming to Sunday dinner with y'all knowing the old girl going to be there and she got the blade in the damn whip. And I come out there and my ties ain't no good. That's full flat. So, you know, don't put me in harm's way. You know, don't put me in a bad situation. But it doesn't have to be completely cut off. It just it's probably not going to be the same. And there's no need to put anybody in a bad situation, you know, moving on, especially if there's a lot of hurt and some extra stuff going on, man. There's no way that it's that serious. What you thinking, Tom?
I think, you know, as far as if you're single, you know, like if you got a good relationship with her brothers or cousins or mom or dad or whatever, and you single, I think those relationships are cool. Like you still could, you know, kick it or call or depending on the relationship. I think once you get into a new relationship, I think you got to cut that. You got to cut those ties. I think you got to cut those ties, like everything. I think you got to cut the whole thing off because, you know, you're moving into something else. That's just me. I think it would be disrespectful to still kick it with your ex or talk to your ex mom or brother or while you in a new relationship. Right. Even if your intentions are to do anything with them, I'm just saying this out of respect. You know what I mean? I would have to cut those ties. Like, there's no hard feelings or nothing like that. But, you know, just move forward and build bonds with the new family or the new woman that I got.
And that's a good point that you made. Guys, go ahead and chime in. Press 1 to get into this because I already know you want to get into it. But, Tony, that's a really good point because you have to think about it. What are their real intentions? Because were they calling your folks prior to like that? All of a sudden you want to check up on them. All of a sudden you want to see what you can do for them. All of a sudden you remember that they like Atlanta Hawks tickets. But for some reason, they got 4 tickets instead of just giving your parents 2. Like, stuff like that, man. You have to look at what the motive is and what those intentions are and what folks are trying to do, man. I've had that happen, man. I've had, you know, somebody that I was dealing with, man, you know, checking in on moms and, hey, you know, is there anything I can do for you? And I'm like, oh, look, you barely was concerned when we were together.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you know, you done got an RN degree and you want to go over there and take the blood pressure? No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it should never, you know, get to the point to where they're trying to be too intrusive, especially when there was no type of rapport like that before, man. It's just, it could be a bad situation, man. And they're not going to care. If they got to that point where they're circumventing you to get to your folks, then that means they don't care what your situation is, meaning they don't have that respect level of not only what you guys were or what you guys are, like what your current status is, you know? And so you got to look at that, mm-hmm. and, you know, it can be pretty ugly, man.
I just feel like I don't see the reason why. You know what I mean? Like, for what? I mean, you know, if I see him out of somewhere, I'll be like, hey, how y'all doing? You know what I mean? If it wasn't a bad breakup or nothing like that. If it was bad and the families got involved, then I don't really care. But if it was, you know, cool breakup or whatever, you know, like I said, as long as I'm single, it would be cool to talk to him and see what's up with him and stuff like that. But once I get into a new relationship, I really don't want to have no parts in that, because I, even for her, like, you know, just out of respect for her, if she moved forward, you know what I'm saying? Because her man got to be like, hey, why he, you know what I'm saying? That your mom talked to him more than me. You know what I mean? So it could just go bad. It could be bad. And that's not the intentions of you or her. You know what I'm saying? It's just best to, you know, let that go. We got a caller. 4879.
Okay.
GER Radio, you on.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Wikipedia Diva, I am back. To answer your question, to answer your question, Tone, you don't see why. So for me, first let me answer the question. Do you cut the whole family off? In my history, no. My family doesn't cut the person off that you, unless it was a bad breakup. Like, if it is bad and they're like, that we didn't like that person to begin with, yeah, they're going to cut them off. But if they like, mm-hmm. we believe in independent relationships. So if I was cool with you outside of them, I'm still cool with you outside of them. So that's how my family is very respectful about, you know, certain gatherings and, you know, holidays and stuff. So if they know you're coming, they're not going to invite the other person. And they will rescind their open invitation. But they will still, you know, maintain their own relationships outside. And I would, too. There are some people that I have dated, and I was close to the kids. And so while we're – and even my ex-husband. And so while we're not together anymore, hadn't been together in a minute, if his kids call – 9 times out of 10, they're with their mom anyway. But if they call and they need something, I got them. It's not even a question. I'm not even going to call their dad. I'm not going to call my ex-husband. It's okay, cool. Because they're old enough at this point. You know, one's in college. The other one is going to college, like, in a couple of days. So they're old enough that if they want to have a relationship with me, that's their business. It has nothing to do with their dad. It has nothing to do with it. It's what they needed from me, and I have no problem with that. For me, the people that I have dated that I'm no longer with, or ex-husbands, as long as they were respectful, my family is cool. But they're not going to necessarily. My family is a big, you know, once you're in, you're in, and you have access to everything we have access to. So if you've been around for a few years and there's some business on the table that could assist you, they're going to, you know, invite you to participate in whatever that is. And so once those waters get kind of a little hairy, because you don't want to cut off money and business because you and my daughter or you and my sister aren't rocking anymore. So what I kind of do now is I'm very cautious about introducing people to the family, so you're not going to meet the family for the first year, maybe two, because I need to be 100% sure that you're cool. And then if things, if the dynamics between me and him change, generally the family does not know right away, because once they find out, if there's stuff on the table, they're going to cut that part off. We're still cool, but I can't get money with you because I'm not going to help you in your new situation. So if, you know, I'm cool with him and I like him, but, you know, he trying to date somebody else over here, nah, we ain't going to put money over there. We were putting money over there because we thought you and my sister, my cousin, whatever, were together. So, right. Yeah, it's you know, I would say it's definitely a case-by-case situation. So there may be a reason, Tone, to answer your question, that you still interact. And especially if it's business, then the new person just has to understand or not be there. Because depending on how good the business is, you might look at it and be like, nah, I've created this over here, and it's about to do exactly what I need it to do. I'm not going to walk away from this for a potential of a relationship over here. You're just going to have to deal or not deal.
Right.
And that involves dealing with that. That involves dealing with the ex's family. So there are a lot of different scenarios, Tone, where you would still communicate. And you probably should still communicate.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm just different.
Overall.
I'm different.
And I can get that, Tone, but you're not going to be different if you have a network deal on the table with your ex-wife. Your ex-girlfriend's family. There's a network deal on the table, and you all were working on this deal right before you all broke up. And now that you broke up, you're going to walk away from the network deal that you built, not somebody signing you. You're building this.
The only way that I would keep that deal, if it's something that doesn't involve, like, I wouldn't have to deal with that family.
In my case, you would still have to deal with the family because they're your partners.
Yes, and that's
right, hold on, caller. Go ahead, John.
I would say it's gonna be bad. It's gonna wind up being bad because now that means I'm going to be, if we're doing business, I'm going to be around you a lot. So either I'm going to get in a new relationship or she's going to get in a new relationship. And it's going to be bad. So me personally, I probably would be like, we just have to buy each other out or do something to where as though I don't have to deal with them all the time. That's the only way I'll be able to do that. I just couldn't do a deal with my wife, with my ex-wife's family, and we're not together. Because it's gonna cause problems down the line. So the money not even going to be worth it because it's going to cause problems down the line for one of us. Especially if I start winning and she don't get in a good position. Like if I get a new wife and we winning and she get a new husband or whatever and it ain't right, or vice versa. I'm just being honest. If things go wrong with me and I'm watching her win, I'm stuck with this. I got to sit here and watch this because I'm stuck in this 8-year deal, this 6-year deal. So, nah, I'm good. Money, my happiness is worth way more than any amount of money. So I would take the happiness. I would be pissed that I lost money, but I would take my happiness over that money.
Yeah.
That's
and me. I think the scenario that we use, we have to take that into consideration too, because when we talk about breakup, we have to think about the dynamic of what that relationship was. If it was a marriage, long-term marriage, short-term marriage, you was engaged, you guys spent years and years together, the families are intertwined and things like that, to where it would be hard to differentiate if you guys aren't even together no damn way. Right? And so somebody would have to, you know, deal with that dynamic. And then you have to think about it. you know, it is it worth it? Tone mentioned something as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as someone who understands to build something from the ground up. You know, what would be, you know, what would be bad or something detrimental for the future? Not just kind of looking at, okay, this is a good situation right here, this is cool, but long term, how is that going to affect? Okay. Somebody want to go on mute. So, if you know, we have to look at the long-term effect on that. And so, Tony, I get that. And I think for me, if we talk about an ex-wife situation and you're entangled with their family, the mother, you used to take the mother out to breakfast every Sunday. She's thinking you're still going to do that. She don't care what the relationship is. You out there playing golf with the dad. The brothers and sisters, y'all supposed to be going to take trips every quarter. Out of the country, things like that, that's bad news. That's bad news because that also sets the wrong precedent on what you're trying to do now and where you're trying to go. And people can get caught up in those attachments and they can think those attachments are permanent. And there's no such thing. There's no such thing as outside of your immediate family, meaning the people that you take care of, your damn kids, right? That there is a permanent attachment, even if it's not paperwork involved. You don't have to be attached to that person no matter what they did or did not bring to the table. But for me, that dynamic of me and my ex-wife, or if one of my ex-wives came to me and said, hey, you know what? I see that you're modeling. Your bid is magnificent. I got a deal right here with these folks over here. They want to put you on the poster. They want to sign you on. They want to do all this. But I got to mix and mingle with your ass? Oh, hell no. I'm good. I'm good, and will be good, right?
Yeah, good or bad. Like, even if the relationship was good or bad, I just think that down the line, the business will be good because money's involved. So if you're making money, it's cool for a while. But down the line, I just think, getting in new relationships and stuff and having to explain that, hey, I have to go with her father on this golf trip. I have to go with her mom on this boat trip. I have to go with this family because we do business together. I think that it would be kind of hard in a new relationship for both, you know, for her and, you know, the man and the woman. You know, I'm like that with my sisters. Like, if my brothers or sisters talk to somebody, man, I love them. The minute they say they don't talk to them no more, you would think I never met them people. Like, it's a rat. You're not with my sister, so you're not with me. You know, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a done deal because I'm not going to disrespect her and, you know, be kicking it with him when she got a new man, whether I like the new dude or not. It's just a respect thing. I just feel like, you know, and I don't mind explaining it like, hey, man, listen, you know, my sister moved on. And I'm not going to disrespect my sister. So we just got to, you know, part ways, man. I wish you the best. There's no hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? There's not no beef or anything, but I got to respect her and her new situation. So I just think that's the best way to do it. We got a bunch of callers. Let me get these callers on.
Okay. hey, let's thank WD for chiming in. She set things off once again. So appreciate that.
Definitely. 5690 GEI Radio, you on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you all?
Great.
Hey, we're doing
yourself?
Great.
That's good. This is Elissa Boudreaux, and I just wanted to chime in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I think I'm kind of different. The only thing I did divorce my husband and part of his family because they were always in our business. And when he got my ex-husband got sick before I divorced him, he had a mental breakdown, but he was very abusive. So it got kind of worse when the mental breakdown came, but I was still trying to hold on and, you know, and trying to be the wife and say, okay,
Right.
I'm going to stick through this no matter what, because that's what I'm, you know, I married him for. But then his family started stepping in and saying, well, she's only his wife, and she, I'm his aunt. I'm going to always be his aunt. She might not always be his wife. And they just kind of just took over, and I divorced him on the strength of they just, I mean, we weren't together anyway when he got sick. We were separated. But the reason I divorced him was because I was just catching hell with the family. And so I had to let it all go in order to gain my
sanity. It wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it. But I can say this. Being from Louisiana, we are cut like in a different cloth almost. With our families, we're real friendly. And if you come in our family, then you're family. Like, my mom still treated my ex-husband like he was her son, you know. With my mother-in-law now, my ex-mother-in-law, which is my ex-husband's mom, of course I'm still close with them. I have kids, and I have to, you know, mingle with them because of the kids and stuff, and making sure my youngest daughter, which is the one that I really have to worry about because she's only 12, you know, I mix and mingle with them, and we've become real, real close. And she has met guys that I've dated. And I tell them she's like my mom, you know, and she was there when I was homeless. She was there, you know, after me and her son divorced. So it's like I can't just let her go like that. They just have to accept her as my mother, and she is cool as hell. Like, she don't care. Really, she don't care. She used to tell me to leave her son. So it's like, okay. So, you know, we kind of bring our families. My sister was married three times. All three of her husbands hung together.
Okay.
They came to the house. The second husband was real ill. She brought him in, and her husband and her took care of him because she had a child somewhere. He was homeless, and he was ill.
Okay.
When he left the hospital, he had somewhere to go. So with our family, it's almost like a mixed family, and it's nothing to do with sex. It's nothing to do with relationship. It's nothing to do. When we cut ties, if we cut ties as relationships, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, it's cut ties, but we feel a family. We feel like it's a family. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when you get in other relationships, like me, if my ex-husband wouldn't have had a mental breakdown and got remarried, I would want to know who his wife is. I would want to know who she is because I want to know who my child is going to be around. And I want to have a good relationship with her because when I'm not around, I want to make sure that my child is good because somebody going to get hurt or killed.
Understood.
So,
right. Hey.
So at that
point, and that makes a lot of sense when you put that dynamic in there. That makes a lot of sense when you add that dynamic. So thank you for calling in. We got a bunch of folks. Thank you so much. We
You're
appreciate you for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
So, Tone, you know, both of those callers dropped some important information on there. We do have to take in consideration when, you know, there's kids involved. So now we're talking about the grandparents, right? So you can't necessarily cut them off in terms of, you know, alienate them, you know, from their grandkids. But at the same time, I think the second call also made a good point to where everybody who was involved does not no longer have to be involved in that same capacity.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if kids involved, then you're going to drop the kids off over there. You're going to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that go without saying. Like, you have to. That's a must. I'm just saying having that full-blown relationship, you know what I mean? Like it was at first, you know, dropping the kids off to the grandparents.
You were the fool.
Yeah, you know, that's different than, all right, let's go get some drinks. So let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go.
Right.
You know, that's totally.
Right. That's right.
That's totally different. So
come have dinner over with us on the rooftop. The kids ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, getting into a new relationship, I understand that it's not just an overnight thing, right? I know it's not just boom, I ain't talking to them no more. I'm willing to, I understand, I know it's a process because you've been with this person for 9, 10, however long. So I understand it's a process. It's just if I am getting into that relationship, I want to see, you know, I want to see the process, though. I want to see that you're working towards okay, separating yourself from doing those things, like going to dinners and stuff like that. And I'll do the same thing on my end. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I would call it 9 5.
Let's keep it rolling.
GEI Radio, you on?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
how are you?
Great.
Hey. Good. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I'm over here cracking up, laughing at the topic and just some of the reactions. I actually agree with Tone. Tone, you had me with the, you know, once your sister is done with the boyfriend, you act like you don't even know him no more. Because I'm like that too. Like once it's done, like I'm done. With my kid's father, I don't do like the, you know, you don't have to come around. We don't have to do dinner. We can be amicable. We can be cordial. But I don't like all the, you know, we don't have to do any of that interaction stuff. I remember we had a situation one time because my stepdad, you know, he's the one that likes to bring everybody in the fold, but I'm more of let the Lord watch between me and thee. I don't want to break bread. I'm now uncomfortable because you're in my space now, and it's not like that. Like, even though we share kids together, I just want you to kind of stay over there and do your thing. I'll be over here doing my thing. But I don't really want you intermingling with my, you know, in my space. So I'm the same way. Like I think that ties should be cut,
right.
Because it can get messy, and then it can leave the door.
Yeah.
It can leave perspective.
Unnecessarily, because there's gray area, and you have to make sure that the boundaries are set and it's understood on all sides. So let me ask you, with your ex guy. Was that breakup, was it a bad breakup? Would you consider it a bad breakup, or would you consider it more on the amicable, mutual understanding?
I would say amicable. I really haven't had any bad breakups, and I'm being just really honest. Like, you know how they usually say when a woman leaves, she's already, like, she left emotionally That is absolutely
right.
The truth. So by the time that, you know, I part ways, I've already come to a level of peace. I'm good. I wish you the best. Like, I want the best for you. I just, you know, I realize and I'm cool with, I'm not the person that's going to make you happy. You're not the person that's making me happy. And I'm good with
right.
that. So it's always an amicable, I wish you the best. So it always ends well. It always ends well.
Okay. Well, damn, I'm sorry that it has to end. If it's ending that good, make me feel like there's a way to fix it. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. If
absolutely.
Dropped. Thank you.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Have a good night. All right. Let's keep it rolling. 1535, GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, this
welcome
is
to the show.
This is Marcia or MN Gray from Facebook for those who know me. So, I mean, obviously my perspective is going to be a little different because I'm not married, never been married, and I don't have any children. So kind of like the last caller, I would agree more with her and with Tone. Like when it's over, it's over. I don't want you calling my mom.
Yeah.
I don't want you hanging out with my brother. It's
mm-hmm.
done, right? And it's going to be the same thing on your side. I'm not going to be calling your sister. I know I'm calling your mom.
Thank you.
And when you don't cut ties, especially in a relationship or a former relationship where you don't have children or you don't have, let's say, some type of business arrangement that you all had, I think you open it up to starting off the new relationship with lies and deceit because you're not going to be telling me as the new chick and telling me that you're going out with your ex's mom for brunch every Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So you knowing that, then what lie you going to tell me? Because who you going out with now? Like, you going out with your auntie
right.
now. Right? So
right.
It just cutting off the family, you know, when you have a breakup, especially one where you don't have any ties that you have to hold on to. It creates bigger issues than you know, say a business deal or something like that. It leads into something else, that a rabbit hole that we all don't want to go down.
That's right.
I agree.
That's definitely a good perspective. Let me ask you this. Now, have you ever had a guy that you was involved with try to still contact your brother, try to or start fresh by contacting your brother or a family member, and you know damn well that he was just trying to keep tabs on you because he wasn't ready to let you go? Have you ever had that situation?
Oh, absolutely. So my family, very loving, very welcoming, especially my mom. Everybody loves my mom.
Okay.
And so, you know, I did have an ex one time, and, you know, he was still in contact with my mom, and she was still in contact with him. And, you know, I found out through conversation with her, and I'm like, listen, stop that. That's the end. You know, I feel like it's very disrespectful. You know, how are you still
right.
talking to him? You give me updates on his life, and I really just don't want to have
wow.
to deal with that. So, yeah, you know, people do that,
wow.
and I think another reason that people do it is because, you know, like you said, that could be another way in,
mm-hmm.
Just keeping mm-hmm. up with your family and stuff like that, and then they find their way back inside your life. So
yeah,
you hit that one on the the nail on the head on that one. So definitely got to show some love and appreciation for that. Hey, thanks for chiming in, huh? Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Have a good night. All right, GG, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah.
14.
Hold on. Before we do that, just want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, you are on the right station, right? This is Necessary Convo every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My voice is Gigi After Dark, and my guy, that's GEI Tone. And this is how we get down. We have an influx of callers because tonight's conversation is, and for those of you just tapping in, just chiming in, tonight's subject we're talking about, when you break up, do you also break up with the family? Does the family also break up with you? And I think one thing that all of these callers are making me take in consideration, Tone, is sometimes those family members really like that individual, right? So it may not even necessarily be them. It may not be them reaching out. It may not be them trying to stay connected some type of way. But, you know, you got mothers and fathers out here that thought that person was it for their son. They thought that person was it for their daughter. And so they've gravitated to them. I mean, you know, and I'm pretty sure that there's some that think that that's me. Right? They still trying to contact me. Hey, we saw you on the show. You look real good in your suit. Hey, man, listen, don't contact me no more, man. It's over with. Right? So it's like we have to also take into consideration the other parties that sometimes they like that individual for you better than you like that individual for you, if that makes any sense. Sometimes they may like that individual. You remember the caller last week? The caller last week, the young lady that was saying that the guy took the ring back or asked for the birthstone ring back?
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
like her. They probably like her more than did they like him, because they was trying to pawn him off to her. So, sometimes it's that reverse role you got to take in consideration, man. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's very, very true, because, like I was saying, my sister, ex-boyfriend, that was my guy. Like, I really liked him. I wanted him to get married. I'm like, I thought he was a good match. But when she said it wasn't and let him go, I had to be like, all right, then kick rocks. You know what I mean? I had to. Even though I did like them, I had to cut them off. You know what I mean? So, I can agree to that. That sometimes the family wanted more than, you know, the person that's actually in the relationship. Because that's because we don't see everything. You know, we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at the house. We're not with them all the time. So we only see the good sides. That's why we, you know, the family that's on the outside, like, oh man, I thought Holmes was good. Or I thought, you know, the lady was a nice lady. But, you know, we're not in that relationship. So we don't get to see the arguing and the disagreements or the laziness or whatever is going on, the lack of communication, you know, whatever the problem in the relationship. So
let's keep it rolling.
Let's, yeah, keep it rolling. 1448 GEI Radio, you on.
Tone, Gigi, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
It's Jonathan, man. I'm on the other phone.
Oh, okay. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. All right. So a couple of real quick points. To jump back real quick to the Olympics, the track and field, USA really messed up when it came to the women because Sha'Carri Richardson, her qualifying time alone would have won silver at the Olympics. And, you know, Jamaica, they got gold, silver, and bronze. Sha'Carri Richardson's time was two tenths slower than the gold medal winning time. And that was just her trial. That wasn't even at the Olympics. She probably would have ran faster at the Olympics and had a chance to win gold. But to this subject, which is a really good one, I've actually had this situation in my life. When I was a young man, home from college, my girlfriend at the time, we broke up and my family really, really dug her. And she not only kept in touch with my family, but she was actually taking out, she was visiting my family members and taking out my little cousins and little sisters and stuff like that, taking them out and spending time with them and doing stuff with them, even though she and I were broken up. And I actually had to have a meeting with my family and let them know, look, that can't fly, you know, but they loved her, you know, but we weren't together no more. So I'm not with that. To me, only if you have children should that apply, you know, I'm divorced, you know, Tone, Gigi, you haven't met her, but Tone, you know my daughter. Now, her mother and I, you know, once in a while we'll do something, you know, with her, you know, something as a family for my daughter's sake. My daughter actually asked for that and, you know, it's good for her upbringing and so on and so forth. Her mother has a boyfriend. I ain't never met him. I don't want to. I really don't care less. My daughter has told me about him. My daughter says she likes him. And I'm like, well, if he's cool with you, then he's cool with me. Because all that matters is that, you know, he treats my daughter with respect. And whoever I'm with, her mother has no desire to have any interaction and whatever. But because we were married and we had this child together, our families do from time to time intermingle, you know, like, you know, if we have a family picnic, you know, sometimes, you know, both my daughter and her mother will come to the family picnic or whatever, you know, which is cool. We're on amicable terms anyway. But outside of having a child together, there's really no reason to keep contact as a family. That is absolutely crazy, and it's nothing but problem. So that's a big hell no for me, unless there's a child involved and y'all work out that situation.
Gigi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
Okay, my bad. I don't know what was going on with his phone, but it got loud. I wanted to ask him a question because he said him and his wife, I'll come back to him. He said him and his wife, you know, they take their daughter out for family time. I don't think that would fly with me if I'm not going. Would that fly with you, Gigi?
I can't imagine that scenario. So I'm kind of with you, man. I don't know what the purpose of that would be. And I'm not saying that you can't co-parent. That's none of my business. I'm not here to stop you from co-parenting. Now, if you want to be a family, just say that.
Yeah.
If you want to be a, if you want to still be a family, then you need to let me know that's what your dynamic is, so that I can make an educated and informed decision. So I can tell you, hell no, that don't work for me, right? And that would be during the dating stages. We wouldn't even be together, and I not know that's how you get down with yours.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly. I mean, we can go on a date if we're in a relationship and your daughter gets along with me and she said, hey, you know, my dad want us to go to the Braves game. Okay, we packing up, we all going to the Braves game. But it's not going to be a situation where dad is going to say, my ex-wife and my daughter is going to the Braves game and you can't come.
No family dates, man. That don't work with you. No family dates.
It's not gonna happen. that relationship gonna be over so quick. Like, I'm just gonna move forward.
Yeah, man. And that's fair, man. That's fair. I think that, and you know, some people may say, Tone, that that's being immature. You need to respect their relationship. The child needs both parents and things like that. Well, if that's the case, then they not together. They need to get back together. Okay, so
yeah.
if you want to be that family, you want, you know, both the parents to be in the same household and do that, then they need to be together. So let's just talk about, you know, the principle of that, right? And so we don't want to set the wrong message for the child. We don't want the child thinking, you shouldn't want the child thinking, okay, well, my parents weren't together, but now we're doing things like we used to do, mommy and daddy getting along. And I mean, who knows? You know, it starts out with daddy being tired. Starts out with daddy being tired, and he stayed on the couch, you know, and the next thing you know, he moved from the couch to upstairs. Dad, we're not playing that game, man. We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. I don't see nothing good coming out of that. Yeah, I just don't see nothing good coming out of that.
Let's see what the callers got to say, man. I'm pretty sure that they want to tap in. They want to chime into that.
I'm going to try to get him back. I want him to explain that. I'm going to get him back on. Hopefully his phone a little not as loud. Let me see if I can get him back on. That was 1448.
Thank you, Gigi. I hope I'm not too loud. So to clarify, right, so her mother and I split when she was two. And we didn't have any, you know, kind of contact or anything together, the three of us, until she was 16. So in between that time, between 2 and 16, like the first, you know, couple of years, first few years or whatever, you know, it was obviously, you know, the same type of atmosphere when you have a breakup. You know, family stay that side, this family stay that side. She and I really don't, whatever, whatever. But as Jasmine continued to grow and, you know, we had split, you know, custody, shared custody and stuff, over the years, it got to a point where we were able to do this. So it wasn't something that was instant or anything like that. And it was at a point where, you know, our daughter was, you know, pretty much almost an adult and matured enough to understand the difference. You know, I haven't been in her mother's house. Her mother hasn't been in my house all of these years. So when every time we did anything, you know, we met up, we did what we did, we went our separate ways. And our daughter went with whichever parent you know, she was with at the time. So, you know, we were able to work that out. But I understand where you're coming from, and I totally dig it. I just think, you know, this circumstance was a little bit, you know, different just because of, you know, in the period between our breakup and us finally doing something together, you know, it was literally like almost 16 years. So it gave time for things to kind of, you know, level out a little bit where we ain't fighting no more, whatever, whatever. Our daughter definitely grew up and, you know, we were, you know, kind of focused on that. So all that other stuff, like sleeping on the couch and all that stuff, like I said, neither one of us had been in the house in all these years. So, you know, it's a clear understanding of what we do and why. And it worked out to be that way. Now that her mother and I are on a, you know, a cool, workable basis, having been apart now for 18 years. So,
okay.
I think that's
all right, Josh. So let's get down to it, Josh. Since we got a brother on here, let's get down to it. We can talk like any way
Josh,
we need to talk.
What's the noise in the band? It's too loud.
Yeah, you might want to go on mute, Jonathan. You just might want to go on mute. Mute your phone. Okay, cool. We're back. So, Jonathan, let me ask you this: the scenario now. Let's just say that you're dating a young lady. You guys are getting along. Everything's cool, and she tells you, she lets you know right out the gate, because you guys are kicking it. Of course, you're not going to get all of her business off top, right? You got to earn some trust and establish a rapport. Boom, that's out the way. So she's like, I got to be straight up with you since we're spending more time together. Every other weekend, me, my children's father, and the kids, we go to the beach. That's just what we do. We go to the beach in the middle of the month like clockwork. And the way that works is we go and we all stay at this beach house. You know, that's just what we do. We do that every 2 weeks. You know, if you call, I'll pick up the phone. So it's not anything I'll have to hide in that terms. But just know, regardless of what goes on, whether I'm in a relationship or not, this is what we do. Would you have any issues with that moving forward, or would this actually deter you from moving forward? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a little bit different, bro. Like, you know, staying in a lake
house. Well, it's
going to
be different because, but hold on, it's going to be different because we can't give a scenario just like yours, so it's going to be different. Don't compare it to your situation. Don't do that.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a generic situation and just want to get your input on how you feel about that.
Well, all right. So then my answer would be, it depends on a number of factors. Number one, like, you know, if you dated a woman that has children, right? Like I you know, at this age group, I definitely have. And I will say that, you know, if what's going on between her and, you know, her children's family, you know, I really don't have a whole lot of say in, you know. Like, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you know, you can't, you know, take your child over to his mama's house or his family's house or whatever, right? So at the same time, you know, play, you know, your daddy. If your daddy is still active in your life, you have that right. You know what I'm saying? So she says, look, we do something with, you know, my child's father, whatever, I really don't have no say about that. I wouldn't have qualms with it if I trust the relationship that I'm in. If I can't trust that situation, then I have a choice to be out. I can't tell her to stop doing what she do because that's somebody she has a child with. If I can't seem that I can't trust that, then I'll just be out the relationship myself.
No doubt. So would that deter you from moving forward in the relationship if that's what comes up in the conversation? Do you think about that being a challenge moving forward? Like, damn, I'll have to deal with this every other weekend. That'd be a considering factor.
Right? It depends on how she and I, you know, how she and I have progressed and what we've built out to. Like, if I'm just meeting you and you right off the rip telling me that, yeah, you can hold that. Because I don't really know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be still smashing that for all I know, and just looking for something on the side just in case and see how testing the waters or something like that. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But if I know you and I trust you and I trust what we got together, then I'm a let it rock.
But wouldn't it be more? I feel like it would be better if I came into the situation and that was something that they did. Like, I'm not going to be 3 years in and you start telling me that y'all already go to the beach every other week. That's not going to happen. Like, where did this come from? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, where did
I dig you
from?
On that, too. But I guess it's how it's introduced. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, like from my standpoint, right? Like, if I just start dating someone new, you know, and so for me, off the rip, right, I'm not exposing you to my daughter like that, first of all. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get comfortable with you and get, you know, in a solid place with you before you even meet my daughter, you know. And I'm always kind of leery, to be honest, of women that are so quick to throw, you know, to throw that dynamic in place. Like, when they, you know, I'm like, let me get to know you first and then, you know, meet my daughter. But let's work on us first, you know what I'm saying? So, now, if that happens, you know, then, and once she meets my daughter, you know, then I'll be like, yeah, well, you know, this is my daughter. This is the situation surrounding her. This is how, you know, she's being raised. This is what we do. You let me know how you feel about that and how that rocks with you. Because if I really want to be with you and you have a problem with something, let's discuss it, and I'll see how I can alter, you know, how I do things, you know, in order to be with you. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you really want to be with the person, then you got a choice to make. You know what I mean? But, like, you have to, you know, for me, I just have to kind of know enough about you to kind of have some type of trust in you or to want to take that risk or take that chance. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm just meeting you straight off the street and you're like, yeah, I got three kids, and I be doing it. No, I'm really not with that. I think there has to be kind of a moment of truth where we get deeper into our families and how we live in it and all
right.
that. I think in the beginning, mm-hmm. it should really be about, you know, your vibe and who you are and who I am, and is that conversation even worth it at all?
Yeah, and I can see that because, you know, nobody's all in right off top. Man, let's just be real. Nobody's right. all in. You got to have some – you got to mix in the chemistry and mix in with the compatibility, and then you have to look at the effort, and then you have to make a decision on the actions and activities that you guys are doing. And you mix all that in a bowl, if you will. And then it's like, okay, is this enough? Is this recipe enough to make a good meal or to make a good cake or to make whatever you're trying to create? So I give you that. I give you that. I don't think that people are divulging, especially something like that, because it's kind of intimate, right? It's kind of intimate. You're talking right. about your kids. You're talking about the activity with. Now, if a person is single anyway, then they don't give a damn, right? They go back and smash their baby moms, go back and smash their baby. If they single, they do whatever they want to do anyway. So if you're new coming into that situation, I don't know how many people really want to expose that to a new person, because
right.
who is you, first of all, right? Who is you?
Mm-hmm.
You're somebody that I met, right? I don't know where it's going, and I'm not trying to give you any ammo to hang over my head. But like you said, there has to be a moment of truth at some point, right? There has to be. Almost like, you know, a woman taking off her eyelashes. They're not going to do that in front of you off top, right? They're going to let you believe that they got
right.
these 3-inch eyelashes hanging off their eyelids somehow. And we know
mm-hmm.
better, right?
Right.
The edges too. But let me stop. But so I respect and understand that there has to be some type of progress before you divulge certain information. And that can not only be about, you know, the family, it could also be about traumas. You know what I mean? It could also be about certain goals and accomplishments that other people be hating on, but they just want somebody to celebrate with them. So I give
mm-hmm.
that. You came through. You was a little shaky in the beginning, but maybe that was the phone connection. But
you know what else?
I'm messing with you, man. Thanks for chiming
in,
brother.
Hey,
man, thanks. What's that?
The child's age factors in for me too, because if it's like a new, like, you know, oh, my baby just turned one or something like that, then obviously you were smashing not too long ago. So, you know, that to me has a bearing. If I meet a woman and, you know, she has children, and children's like 12, 13, 14, 15, then that's been some years since you've had, you know, some type of emotional or, you know, connection or physical connection with this person. That's a little bit different, because like my case, you know, my daughter's 20 now, so whoever I meet,
yeah,
you know, that was 18 years ago. So, like, you know, chances are, you know, if whatever, you know, if you think something happened, 18 years it would have happened already, you know. But if your child is like 2, 1, y'all, the last year y'all was smashing. So, like, how am I supposed to really feel
3, 2, 1,
that,
blast off.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that can, a lot of that has to do with it. And, you know, we're in the age of social media anyway, you know, so, like, rather than, you know, just, like, throwing my daughter in front of people's faces. I remember this one time I was in the car, you know, and we was on the video chat, and my daughter waved hi, and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, you got to know the person before you make those type of decisions, bro. That's pretty, you know, when it comes to exposing kids and stuff, that's a real thing. And family should, bottom line, go with how you go. Like, you know, if my sister breaks up with her boyfriend, I like the dude, you know, but I love my sister. So, you know,
yeah,
you gotta go with that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Fair enough, man. Hey, we appreciate. Hey, listen, callers. We got a brother on here, so we had to give him a little extended time, because we don't get a lot of guys on here that, number one, will talk and be intentional about what they say, but at the same time, be willing to answer those tough and sometimes uncomfortable conversations. So, John, big ups, brother. Man, we appreciate you chiming in.
Definitely. All right, Gigi. Another great show.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed.
Okay, let me put this out there. This is the first time that this has happened in the, what, Gigi, we're going on 2 years or 2 seasons, about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many callers early that I couldn't get any more callers on. So the special guest that we were supposed to introduce today couldn't even get on because it was already locked in. So this never happened. I apologize. I'm pretty sure it was more callers probably trying to get on that couldn't get on. This is the first time that this happened. So this show was extremely dope. We just going to have to try it again next week, Gigi.
Hey, man. It is what it is. We appreciate everybody jumping on here. So just remember, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? That means 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right? So that would mean what? 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's early in the Sunday. We understand everybody, there's a handful of people getting their kids set up for tomorrow. They might be going back to the office tomorrow and all that kind of stuff. So we really appreciate you guys' time. We appreciate your support. Tone, let folks know, man, how to stay connected to the show and definitely stay connected with you.
Definitely. I'm sorry. My mind went blank. Say that again, Gigi. I'm sorry.
Let them know the social media handles and how to stay connected.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Definitely. You can, you know, catch us each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. If you want to follow the radio show, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms, you can follow the Necessary Convo page on IG, Necessary_Convo. You can follow myself, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. And please make sure if you have Roku TV, download the GEI Network channel. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, most definitely. Look, you can definitely find me on all social media handles, GG After Dark. If you're on Facebook, check me out. Malloy Rob is my personal page. Hit the follow button first. If you hit the friend, if you hit a friend request, I probably won't accept you. There's too many Forex, Bitcoin miners, and models that's sending friend requests, and I don't want to sift through all that. You guys know what I'm talking about, man. Too much scamming going on. But you definitely find me on all your social media handles, GG After Dark. I am Rob Malloy. Will also get in contact with me. And by all means, stay connected. Stay safe. Stay connected. Hey, Tone, man, we got another one in the books, brother.
Another one in the books, man. This is we made history tonight. They shut down the station, man. So again, we appreciate it. Caller, man, each and every week. I guess I'm gonna have to next week. I'm gonna have to ask. I wanted to ask another question, but I'll get that out to next week. But again, everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. You know, wash your hands. I guess whatever state you're in, wear your mask. You know, stay social distance. And catch y'all next week. Peace.
Be safe. Peace.